Alaska villages facing rapid erosion have been trying to move for decades, but they've always run up against one major problem: money. Then this year, for the first time, the federal government made tens of millions of dollars available to relocate a small Native village threatened by climate change. The problem? That village is in Louisiana, not Alaska. As Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, that raised questions about how we decide who gets money to move.
One day this past January, Washington, D.C. reporter Christopher Flavell got an email. It announced the results of a federal competition awarding nearly $1 billion to communities from New York to California to improve their resilience in the face of disasters and climate change. One project was the total relocation of a small tribe in Louisiana. 60 people, $48 million. Flavell was intrigued.
I've spent the past year looking at that corner of climate policy.
That corner being what happens when people have to move because of climate change. Flavell writes for Bloomberg View. He wrote about the Louisiana town, Ile de Jean Charles, and then he had a thought. He called up HUD, the agency that awarded the money, and he said, hey,
I don't think this is the only town in this situation. In fact, I've heard of coastal towns in Alaska, and I wonder, why is it that this place in Louisiana got money, but these other towns in Alaska did not? How did you decide?
And HUD clammed up.
They were surprisingly reluctant to talk about it. In fact, entirely reluctant.
Meanwhile, in Alaska, officials were asking the same questions.
I don't know. We still don't fully understand.
Sally Russell Cox is a planner with the state who helped prepare Alaska's request. That request asked for more than $280 million for four villages, including Nutok in western Alaska. Nutok has lost its landfill, sewage lagoon, and barge landing, and erosion threatens the school, airport, and drinking water. Cox says the team was blown away when Alaska got nothing. After all, President Barack Obama had just visited the state and talked about exactly this issue. And she says the state still isn't sure why it lost out. Apparently, one reason is Alaska didn't put up enough state money to match the federal funds.
And we didn't have it because, I mean, why are we asking for this money if we already have money committed to it?
But Christopher Flavell says that's not the whole story. For instance, Louisiana didn't commit any money specifically for the Ile de Jean Charles relocation. In the end, he says HUD had a checklist and Alaska just didn't score well. HUD spokesman Lee Jones says the agency always has 3, 4, 5 times as many applicants as it can fund.
Their proposals might be able to demonstrate as much need, as much innovation, as much integrity as the winners. It's just at some point, the dollars only go so far. And $1 billion, a lot of money, no question about it. But it's not a lot of money when you're trying to address issues of infrastructure resiliency, which is a fairly costly exercise in most communities.
For Cox, the lesson is there needs to be more funding and a better way to decide who gets it.
You don't do it in a competition. That's crazy, because you're rewarding those that have, you know, the best marketing or the best grant writing.
Instead, she says we need a system to decide which communities are most in need and make sure they get the funding first. Bloomberg's Christopher Flavell agrees. He says it needs to be clear why one community gets money and another doesn't.
Just as important as finding the right way to move a town is, I think, finding the right way to decide which towns to move. And there has to be some sort of standard that is transparent and credible and defensible.
Because right now, this is a pretty rare issue. There are not a ton of communities talking about relocation due to climate change. But Flavell says that's not always going to be the case.
This isn't just Alaska, and it's not going to just be little towns along the coast that you've never heard of. This is going to be more and more of the United States. And either we figure out how to deal with it now, when it's a small problem and the costs aren't huge, or we wait and we try to develop some sort of a response, some sort of a policy when we're pressed, when something really bad has happened.
And Alaska has a major stake in getting that choice right. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.